So yes, I'm in an office at my mom's place in Michigan. It's my uncle's office. He died, as longtime listeners may recall. He died.
True fans will know.
Yeah, only real ones remember. So she's been cleaning it out a little bit, but there's like a desk in here, but it is like the classic L shape, I'm an important business person desk, and there's folders and there's paper and pens everywhere, and I'm like, who lives like this? And then I realized nobody, because he's dead.
My parents' offices always used to look like that. Like, there would be stacks of mail and just stuff out on the desk. And, like, my mom's desk is covered in stuff, but it's all very organized. She has a lot of, like, tchotchkes on her desk. They're beloved. Like, it's, like, pictures of us and pictures of her nephew.
Pictures
her
of me?
Kid, and, like, paintings that I made her when I was in middle school. And she has, like, a bunch of the Dilbert action figures that she got before she knew that he was like,
he was terrible. Yeah, so, he's a bad person.
Now she knows, and she won't buy any more of his stuff, but she still has, she has like a stress figurine of him in a calendar.
Yeah,
and,
I get it.
She used to have like a cubicle in an office that she had to go to every day, and she would put up like these magnet signs that had Dilbert quotes on them, like on the outside of her cubicle. That would say, like, I don't know, like, really sassy stuff. Like, I don't want to work today. Really?
I don't even want to be here anymore. If I had a cubicle, I'd put, like, a roof on there and then put up the cool Nanoleaf lights and then just have them going all day like I was at a rave, but I'm at my desk.
I saw an Instagram story of someone that I know that's in pharmacy school, and they all the pharm students have cubicles, like, in the basement of the hospital where they work. And they, like... One of them put Christmas lights over the top of her cubicle.
Like a canopy?
So, like, you had to duck to get in, but then, like, once you were sitting, you were, like, in this little canopy.
That's absolutely what I would do.
Yeah, that was great.
I imagine that would make it difficult, and my plan to add a roof would make it difficult to have, like, a standing desk in that situation.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah,
I'll need taller
walls.
Most
of those cubicles have, like, built-in desks that are really, like, not standing desks.
Well,
they were not concerned about ergonomics in the early 2000s.
Yes, you simply need to process these reports.
Yeah, we don't care if your back gives out while you do it.
You can do it. Put your back into it.
Nice.
Yeah, that's my motivational book.
Nice.
I'm gonna
look for some posts really quick.
Okay.
If you have any stories about, you know, going home, being in Michigan, that you want to tell?
Well, so, you know, Wednesday was my birthday, and I went to Brazilian Steakhouse in San Francisco, which was pleasant because pretty much everyone there masks when they're not eating, and it's nice to see, you know. And then we had that. It was great, but I had to go to bed really early because the next day I had to fly here to Michigan. And in San Francisco's airport, everyone's got masks on. It's great. But when you get to Michigan, the whole fucking thing changes. And, like, everywhere I go, nobody's wearing masks. I say nobody. I mean, there's a small amount of people wearing masks when I go places. But mostly they're just not. And so that's really exciting to see. I did go see Spider-Man yesterday with Alex. And the kid next to me had a mask on but was coughing the whole time and didn't cover his mouth at all. And I was like, the
excited
mask,
for you to have COVID and not come to the ski
extra
trip.
No, I'm not going to get COVID. I'm boosted and all that. But, like, so every other day I read a story that's like, oh, if you're boosted, you're fine. And then I, like, you won't even catch it. And then I see boosts do not protect against catching. And I'm like, I don't know what to think anymore. But I just wear a mask everywhere I go.
We listened to one of our podcasts that we really like had an epidemiologist on last weekend who talked specifically about the Omicron variant and the booster's
Omicron
effectiveness against it. And he said that the booster makes you about like 90% likely to not have any serious illness. Basically 100% likely to not die from it, but
damn,
like 40% likely to not catch it at all. Basically.
Yeah.
So, like, it can't prevent against you catching it. Like, it's just that you'll probably be completely asymptomatic. So,
yeah. Well, I'm still just wearing a mask whenever I'm not eating, actively eating or drinking, which I know is a stupid line. Like, it's not like just because I'm eating, COVID goes, okay, you're cool. I like
you're
pizza
cool.
Too.
You're
I
eating.
Get it.
That's how I felt when we flew for Thanksgiving back and forth from Chicago. And, like, everybody on the flight was really responsible. Like, our flight did not have any problems with people not wanting to wear masks. Everyone around us wore their masks. But it was funny to be like, I'm going to sip my Diet Coke now and just, like, pull my mask up and be like, COVID, please don't.
Yeah. 5 second rule, COVID. I get a sip. Legally, you have
to
give me that
Diet
sip.
Coke. You have to let me sip my Diet Coke.
Yeah. Joe Biden said COVID.
COVID, I got up so early to get on this flight.
Yeah, so it's like, it's an interesting experience to be here and see that. And that situation where you walk in a place, you're like, well, I don't want to be the only one wearing a mask, but also I don't want to not wear a mask. So I've been doing it, and people look at me and I'm like, listen, I'm not from here and I don't trust any of you.
That's weird. Like in Denver, it was in the summer after everybody was vaccinated, Denver's vaccination rates were really high. Nobody wore a mask anywhere for like a brief like month and a half, basically. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then Delta showed up and then people started to wear masks again. Now it's mandated everywhere.
Good.
So you don't even have to worry about like, am I the only one wearing it? Like everyone wears them inside all the time.
I feel like so. Michigan was like, hey, could you guys wear masks, please? And everybody just sent the smiley face and said no.
No, smiley face.
No, thank you.
It's so weird, especially like it's cold outside, and honestly, the mask keeps me warm.
Yeah, it helps keep your face warm. Although I have the same problem with it that I had whenever I try to wear like a face mask while I was skiing, because you'd have like the neck things that come up on your face. Is it gets so moist, and then it's cold and uncomfortable on my face.
Yes,
that doesn't mean I'm not going to wear it, but like it is not comfortable.
Last year, when I went skiing with my family in February. The ski resorts were still making you wear your mask while skiing, like downhill, which is silly because you're outside and you're not close to anybody. But I think it was like their way of making sure that everyone was wearing it in the lift line, because if you're just wearing it while you're skiing, you're going to be wearing it in the lift line. But then what happened was people would wear it while skiing because it effectively doubled as like a ski mask. And then get into the lift line and be like, I gotta shake off this mask. I got my snot on it and stuff. And they'd take it off in the lift line, which is where it's actually crowded.
Take it off when you're on the lift. If you're with somebody you're staying with would be my
They
move.
Did say you could do that if you were with people that you, like, your household.
Yeah.
You could take off your mask while you were on your lift. Skiing felt like a very safe activity. We didn't, like... And I expect it'll be similar when we all go. It's not like, I'm not expecting to be like, oh, let's go eat at the Lodge Steakhouse.
The
like,
Lodge. I mean, we can cook. The place has a whole kitchen.
We'll probably cook. Yeah.
Yes.
So we'll probably just like go to the store. We'll get like drinks and
I'm
going to
get salad.
And,
I love salad.
And like while you're skiing, like you can run inside and get your hot chocolate and whatever.
Nah,
but
I'm
like
just water.
It's mostly an outdoor activity. You're really like 1% of the time you're waiting in the lift line and it's a little crowded, but you're outside and everybody's got ski masks on anyway. So I think we'll be okay.
Alex and I are going to go skiing on Monday. I think we're going to go up to Pine Knob.
I heard.
And just to get
Alex
it back in.
Never skied before?
I don't know if he has. I don't remember. I think he has. Mm. He talked about it. But it might have been a minute. I haven't skied in like 10 years. So I wanted to go because I'm worried that it's going to hurt my knees really bad. So I want to be prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured go now and just get an idea of how much ibuprofen I need to take before hitting the slopes.
Hitting them slopes.
Yeah.
And like, from what my parents told me, no amount of skiing in Michigan can really prepare you for skiing in Colorado.
For real ski? No, I know. Like, I've been... So, I learned at Pine Knob because we had a ski club in middle school. And then every February, we do a trip to Crystal Mountain, which felt a little more real, but it's still, like, it's small compared to what I imagine we're going to see in Colorado.
Yeah.
So, I don't really think I've done it, but from the descriptions, aren't, like, there are steeper ones, there's more, but aren't some of them just longer, mild runs?
Yeah, so, like, the greens are actually, from what my parents have said, I learned last year, like, in Colorado, but, like, the green runs are actually not very steep at all, and they're really long. And so my parents were like, these are actually easier than, like, the greens in Michigan. Yeah, because
the ones here are short and somewhat...
somewhat steep, yeah. And so they're like, you know, it's just a really long, like, the Keystone we're going to has a green run that's like 3 miles long or something. Ooh, nice. Like that. And so you just glide for like half an hour. So that is really nice, because, like, even if you have to wait in a long lift line, like, you get up there and then you just take your time on the way down. You can take breaks and hang out and enjoy the view, and it's just beautiful. Like,
we can
all you
bring,
see for miles and miles is mountains.
We'll do a charcuterie board right in the middle of the run.
Little charcuterie.
Yeah, with some wine. It's gonna be so good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bring my AirPods so that while I'm going I can have music, but also, like, if we needed to contact each other, we could do that easily.
Oh. What? Wait.
If
I'm
we get
confused.
Split up in any way, like, we're not all going to be going on the same things at the same time the whole time. So I figured.
But why would AirPods help with that?
Because then I don't have to get my phone out. They'll just be in my ears. I can make Siri call you.
Okay. Be like, I'd be worried about losing my AirPods.
No, I might have a helmet on too. I wear them. I've worn AirPods for directions when I've been riding my scooter and going like 80. So I can't imagine it's going to be a problem on while I'm skiing and not going 80.
Okay.
So should be fine. But also, I just want music. I like music. Some jazz, you know, while you're skiing. A little Dave Brubeck.
Aren't you supposed to, like, they told us when we did our lesson that we weren't supposed to, like, listen to music, or because you're supposed to be able to hear people.
Well, I'm not going to have it up super loud.
Okay.
But I've done it before, except it was.
Oh, so it must be okay if you've done it before.
Like, legally, if you do it once, you can do it forever. That's why when you do one murder, you might as well do more. Because, like, you can't get tried for more than one. That's
double jeopardy. Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah. And Alex Trebek isn't even here anymore. So, like, no, I've seen Jeopardy. It's on TV. And it was a movie starring Ashley Judd.
Who?
She played an Ensign Leffler, in the Star Trek The Next Generation episode, The Game, which also featured Will Wheaton as Wesley Crusher. Surely you've seen that. Will Wheaton. A lot of stuff in my throat. Yeah, so I'm in Michigan. I it's interesting because, like, I want to see people. I want to go do stuff. But at the same time, like, I don't want to do anything. But I can't just hang out at my mom's house the whole time. I did play guitar for a little bit last night. It's nice when no one's here because it's a house, so I can just be super loud. What else is going on? I'm going to get Tomacoon for lunch. Have some pho. That's gonna be good. Then I gotta go get groceries, you know, normal stuff. It's like a normal life here as far as I'm concerned. And then I'm here till Friday, and Chris comes in, but I have to drive down to Ohio to pick them up, and then we're gonna see their mom for the weekend. I'm hoping that, I don't know, it's more maskful in Ohio, but I really don't know what it's gonna look like.
Oh, Ohio's going to be fully worse. Yeah.
They're going to make you, like, when you go into a restaurant, you have to allow the host to breathe into your mouth first.
Yeah, you can't wear a mask, actually.
Yeah. They will get a dinner knife and cut right through it.
Yeah, I feel like Ann Arbor is probably the best place in Michigan in terms of masking,
yes.
If I had to guess.
It does seem like that, because I went down to Allen Park to get the burritos I like. No masks. I went to... Where did I go? Oh, I had to go to a Target to get some, like, bathroom stuff, and no masks, except the employees. The employees wear masks, but I'm sure that's a corporate mandate. But
yeah.
I would say the majority of the customers, no masks. Where was
that
Target?
That's crazy.
Canton?
Canton.
Canton? Canton? How do you say Canton?
Canton.
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 Yeah. Your A's are so nasally. You just have, like, giant nasal A's. It's disgusting.
Shut up.
I think mine are like that, too. Although they might have mellowed since I've lived elsewhere now a little bit.
I think my Michigan accent gets worse when I talk to my mom on the phone.
Oh, yeah. No, your mom really leans into it.
When we talk to each other, yeah. We'll be like, hey, Ma, how's it going?
Hey, Ma.
Hey, Ma.
Grand Rapids.
What you doing? It's very silly.
I wish Mary was going skiing with us.
She's coming skiing next week here.
Oh.
With me.
Hmm. I'm still going to be here. That's weird.
That is weird.
Should I
so
see
you're gonna be...
if she wants to come here?
Oh.
Maybe she didn't know not. I was going to be here, and that's why she's hanging out with you.
Oh, yeah. You're probably right.
I'm always right.
Maybe they'll be listening to this on their drive to Colorado.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, my God.
Mary, hi, Tim. Love you. did you find posts yet, or did I distract you by talking about something? Like
no,
you told
I
me
found
to do?
Some.
Okay.
I found some. I'm going to send them to you.
Great. I love getting posts.
This is our Christmas episode.
Is it?
Because next week is Christmas. Well, I found holiday related.
I guess our next
posts.
One will come out after Christmas. I don't know when we're going to record it yet, but I guess we're off
the
23rd.
This is our last episode before Christmas. So.
Oh, okay. Are these all Christmas themed then? Or well, we should
kind
probably
of.
Do them after Christmas. Will be the best Christmas themed ones, right?
Yeah. Well, these will be pre-Christmas drama. And then after Christmas, I'm sure we'll have, am I the asshole for dipping my balls in the Christmas punch or something?
No. Because it's not necessarily testicles. I know that's what it implies, but it could just be marbles, Benoit balls.
For sure.
Like a frozen
Any
apple.
Any kind of balls.
Grapes. Those are fairly ball-like.
I saw for the first time the Sweaty Balls SNL sketch.
You had never seen that?
I had never seen that before.
It's old. It's very old now. That's like 30 years old. But
it was so funny.
It's so good.
It was like timeless, like the deadpanness. The
no
way
one,
that they are like
no one can
talking.
Resist my sweaty balls. Or sweaty family
sweaty
balls.
Yeah. But even I was cracking up before the Sweaty Balls part just because of how they were talking and how, because I listened to a lot of NPR.
Oh, no, I
that
know. That was why it was
1,000%
so funny when
right.
out. Like, part of it.
Yeah.
Because that was an ongoing sketch. The Sweaty Balls was one of many in that, NPR set with those two.
You're going to be so annoyed when you edit this because I don't know what's going on with my levels, but it's it'll be really high and then really low.
I'm always annoyed when I edit it because I have to listen to your voice. And I just have
probably heard
the whole bunch.
I'm trying to adjust it. As it keeps changing. I don't know what's going on. Anyway. We have a lot of posts.
Yeah. What's your first one you're going to do here?
Am I the asshole for telling my wife she ruined Christmas? I am an atheist. My wife is religious. Keeps it spicy. My parents are split and I grew up with a terrible dad. I told myself that when I have a kid, I don't want to be anything like him. Christmas is one of the only holidays I care about. It is when everyone is around family and are happy. I wanted my kid to have these moments. My wife says that holidays like Christmas and Halloween are pagan and we aren't allowed to celebrate them. Now that is the plot twist that I did not see coming. So the dad is atheist, the mom is Christian or religious, and they are not allowed to celebrate Christmas or Halloween.
I mean, they are pagan in their roots, right?
But
Christians
the
stole those.
Of Christmas is a Christian story.
Is
anyway,
it
let's
though?
Keep going. I tried giving kids candy one year for Halloween, and she became upset. We both agreed that when we had a kid, we would start celebrating Christmas for at least a few years. We both celebrated as kids. If you're going to celebrate for a few years, don't celebrate for the first few years when they don't know
when
what
they
the
don't remember.
Going on.
I was raised to celebrate Christmas, but I don't practice anymore.
It's so weird. Our daughter was born this year and we planned Christmas. Her mother visited us last week, and when I told her how we were doing Christmas this year, she made a face and went, "Ugh, that pagan holiday." So weird. We all went to the store and got a tree and lights, and her mother even bought us a reindeer decoration. After that day, I noticed my wife seemed indifferent about Christmas. Yesterday, I started to set up the tree. I was having trouble and asked for help. She said jokingly that she wasn't helping. Eventually, I asked again for help, and she wouldn't come near the tree. I asked if she was serious, and she replied, "Yes, you're doing Christmas, so you do the tree." I asked if she was at least going to do the lights or even touch the tree, and she said no to both. We started arguing, and she basically said she never wanted to do Christmas to begin with, and she was, quote, allowing us to have a tree. I got upset and said I would be returning everything. I took down the tree and threw it back in the box. She asked what I was doing, and I yelled that she ruined Christmas. She told me to leave the reindeer her mother bought. I returned everything else. So they just have a, they have no decorations but a reindeer.
That's fine.
Which seems like the most pagan way to decorate.
A deer with those evil devil horns? Come on. What are we doing,
it's
folks?
Like the, what's that mythical, like, deer creature?
Medusa.
They're making a movie about it now.
What'd
you say?
Oh, I said Medusa, but it wasn't a real answer.
No, there's a real, like, demon thing.
Yeah.
That's demon deer.
That's a weird search. Make sure you have safe search on.
No.
It's going to show you a deer that has these antlers, but they're all dicks at the end of the antlers.
It's like a thing in like the South, like the Dakotas. People think that this is a real thing.
Do they think it's a real thing, or is it like Bigfoot or the female orgasm and people talk about it, but it's not real?
I think it's like, it's like a Native American thing. They think it's real. The Wendigo. Haha.
Wendigo is a Marvel villain. Idiot.
Okay, well, it's also a Native American evil demon thing.
You're new.
Okay.
Evil demon.
Anyway. Oh no, I lost my tab.
Oh no.
Oh god.
Oh gosh.
All right, hold on. Hold on.
Oh.
All right, so we left off that he said his wife ruined Christmas and he returned everything except for their reindeer. The next day, I said that she lied to me about agreeing to do it and then not wanting to participate. I also blamed her. Wait, where'd you go? There you are.
Are you okay?
I also... No. I also blamed her for allowing her mother to influence her. She got upset at me for calling her a liar and thinking her mother had any influence and then left. She texted me that I misunderstood her and that she would have done the lights once I did the tree. I called her a liar and reminded her that she told me no when I explicitly asked her if she would help with the lights or even touch the tree. She came back and I told her that she ruined such an important family memory that I wanted to make for us, and just because you put up a tree doesn't mean you believe in a different god or whatever. I reminded her that I do things I don't believe in all the time for her. Church once, prayers,
once is more than enough, okay?
I went to church once for you.
And it was the wedding.
The fact that she won't even go near a tree is crazy. At this point, I started crying. I've never cried in front of her. I almost never cry in general. I'm a man. She then offered to help with the lights, but I'd still have to do the tree myself. I said it was too late and the memory was ruined. I told her this was important to me years before we even had the baby. So.
It's interesting that it's rated everyone sucks here.
Well, the top comment says, "I'm not sure how you got this far. Everyone sucks here. Clearly you have heavily different belief systems. Sounds like you've married someone incompatible to me. Neither of you should be expecting the other to change their beliefs for the other or because of kids."
That does sound like the heat just came on in here, so apologies if you can hear the vent, but that does sound like your kind of opinion. You're like, I think they should get a divorce.
No, I think I don't understand. Like, it has nothing to do with the fact that he's an atheist and she's religious, because the issue is that they think that Christmas is a pagan holiday and shouldn't be celebrated. And he's like, whatever, it's Christmas. Like, Santa, like, we'll celebrate the Americanized non-religious version of Christmas, where we give each other gifts and we put up a tree. And you can't, how did you get this far as to marrying and having a child with someone without realizing that they had this severe of an opinion about Christmas?
Well, it sounds like she agreed to like do it for some time anyway, but then she's like, except I'm not actually gonna, you can do it, but I don't want to be involved. And I'm like, well, that's shitty. Then why did you say in the first place that you would do it?
No, it sounds like they never did Christmas, and they had an agreement that they would do Christmas when they had a kid, for the kid. And so he was all excited and was like, yay, we're finally going to do Christmas. I'm going to put up a tree. And she was like, don't get that tree anywhere fucking near me.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Is like, she agreed to this. Yeah. So that's why I'm inclined to say that she's the one who sucks here. But
yeah,
I do agree that there's like some sort of fundamental incompatibility here. And I'm like, I only think that's going to get worse as you try to raise that child. Because what do you teach it?
Yeah, exactly. You got to be on the same page about what you're going to teach your kid. Even if you have different religions between the two of you, you can't both be teaching the kid two different belief systems. It's just going to be confusing.
I mean, you only need the belief systems that's like, don't kill people, don't steal, don't do an NFT. Yeah, don't be a dick.
Don't buy NFTs.
Yeah, like you can agree on that without a religious foundation. That's just being a good person. So I don't know why that's hard for people to do.
Yeah. Yeah, for people to think like, well, we don't go to church, but now that we have a kid, we're going to start going to church so our kid can have church. It's like,
yeah, they need that structure so that they feel guilty.
If you believe in the stuff at church and you want to take your kids, that's totally fine. But if you're not really sold on it, there's no sense in bringing your kid, because like, what are they going to gain from that?
Well, I think there are communities where if you're not there, you will be on the outside of that community. That is how it felt a little bit when I was growing up, but it was obviously a different time, you know, because that was pre-internet. Now I feel like maybe it doesn't matter as much there, but I know there are places where it's like you have to be there or people will talk and be shitty to you, whether or not they actually believe it or you believe it or not. It's just playing the game.
It doesn't matter that anybody, it doesn't matter that nobody believes it.
It's very Christian to hate people for not going to church secretly while you're there pretending to believe in all of it.
Exactly. Or to go to church and think that that makes you better than the people who don't go to church.
Be like, I cheat on everyone I've ever been with, but God forgives me. Enjoy hell, atheist.
That was like the people that in my town where I grew up, most of whom were this like specific branch of Christianity. It was like reformist, Calvinist, like Christian reformed. That is like they believed in like predestination, which was like that they were the chosen people who got to go to heaven, and no amount of like good deeds or good works would get you into heaven. And in fact, that it was like bad to do good deeds because you seemed like you were like buying your way into heaven.
Yeah, don't be so neat. Don't be a simp for God.
Whereas like one of the core tenets of like Catholicism, besides, you know, covering up child rape, is like you got to do good stuff.
You got to give.
Yeah, literally one of the core tenets of the church is you have to give. You're supposed to like tithe your money and like help the poor and all these things. And I don't know if I've told this story in the podcast. So we had these neighbors growing up who, they won't listen to this because they don't believe in technology. Technology is very real. Let me tell you, they had 5 kids who were all homeschooled, which is fine. Do what you want. But they were extremely religious. So the kids, like, they weren't allowed to ever interact with technology. They did not learn how to drive. So when it was time for the oldest one to go to college, she all of a sudden had to take the bus to downtown Grand Rapids, like having been sheltered her entire life. Just like, let's put you on a bus to downtown.
Good luck.
They never wore clothes with any patterns or like words on them. Like it was only like solid colors.
I mean, I prefer that most of the time too.
Oh, same. But like when you're a kid, usually you're like, I want this shirt with the Animaniacs.
I need a Ninja Turtle on this shirt or I will die.
Yeah. And they were very, very religious. And they would give us Christmas cookies every year. plate of Christmas cookies, which were horrible. They tasted like rubber. It would have been one thing if they were good. But
and
they were
in
really
icing,
bad.
It just said, enjoy your sins.
Literally, in the plate of Christmas cookies would be a pamphlet every year that said it said something about how, like, the Catholic thinks that he could go to heaven because of his good works, but in fact, he is already damned to hell.
Should have been born into a very specific religious cult, and then you could go to heaven, but you didn't get born there.
It was insane.
Ugh, like, I hate it. I hate that so
truly
much.
Truly wild.
How do people justify thinking, like, I'm better than you. I just was born this way. I don't know what to tell you.
And my mom my mom is still, like, very nice to them. So they're really, really strange. Like, they don't know how to interact with the other people in the neighborhood. My parents live on, like, a cul-de-sac. And it's kind of like a little community. Like, they'll have little, like, if like, the other night, my mom was telling me about how, like, two of them were standing out in each other's driveways just chatting. And then, like, somebody else saw that and came out and, like, joined. And then they all, like, brought their chairs out. And then everybody, like, on the cul-de-sac was, like, sitting in this driveway, like, in their chairs, just hanging out. And they brought, like, drinks and everybody was just hanging out. And then the mom from this family, like, walked over and was standing on the outside of the circle. And, like, nobody looked at her. Like, they were all playing the game of, like, she's not here if we don't look at her.
She's like a weird gargoyle that they don't want to pay attention to.
And my mom was like, oh, hi. I was like, I can't believe you're still nice to them after they gave us those pamphlets every Christmas that said we're going to hell.
But at least you'll know everybody else there. That's what I always say.
Oh, yeah. Hell's going to be a party.
David's going to hell.
What?
Okay, and I guess we'll take our break and we'll be right back.
Don't need to elaborate on that. Notification from Reddit. It says trending now on the r/UIUC, which is where I got my master's subreddit. It's just a post that doesn't have any text. It just has a title. It was posted 8 hours ago. It says, who up getting they onion sucked?
Look, if you don't suck an onion, you're doing it wrong.
What does that mean?
It means who is awake text, sucking on their onions. What is not
the actual text? The actual text says sent from my iPhone.
Oh, that's good. I like that. I think that's good. You gotta know who be sucking the onion, because otherwise you don't want to be alone sucking your onion. Great. All right. I'm going to read our next post here.
Which one are you going to read?
I bet you knew I was going to pick this one. If you had to guess which one it is, what do you think it is?
Oh, gosh. Let me reread them a sec. Are you going to do the one about ranch?
I absolutely am.
Nice.
This one says, am I the asshole for not having ranch dressing to offer my family at dinner? I had three other kinds of dressing. That's the title. Last weekend, we had me, my husband, his sister, brother, and their kids, my two brothers, his mom, etc., etc., so a bunch of random family over for dinner.
Random.
We don't do traditional Thanksgiving for various reasons, so this was kind of in place of that. I want to know what the reasons are. Usually people bring a few things, and someone has, like, a main dish that goes around. This time we had a few big pork roasts and some other dishes.
I'll be honest, this sounds like traditional Thanksgiving where somebody brings a main dish and then there's side dishes.
I don't know
how
to tell you this. Who cares about ranch?
Thanksgiving.
The user's name is Who Cares About Ranch. Yeah, that's okay. You can admit it. I made a salad, a pretty basic one. Chopped romaine, cukes, tomatoes, olives, mushrooms, plenty of seasoning. This sounds weird. I don't like this salad. I also made three different dressings to go with it.
Sounds like the salads that you make.
No. I don't put cucumbers, olives, or mushrooms in it. So I'm not a serial killer. I also made 3 different dressings to go with it. Italian, balsamic, and a creamy lemony one. To me, those are all dressing. Just basically Italian dressing. I make my dressing every day for my salad. This wasn't something I did on purpose. I just didn't think to make ranch, My sister-in-law and kids got upset that we didn't have ranch. I tried to get them to try the lemony one, and one of them did but spat it out dramatically. That aside, kids will be kids. I apologized for not having ranch, but said that there were a few others and that it shouldn't be a big deal. Well, sister-in-law would not let it go and had made a huge deal up and down the family about it. She kept bringing it up all night. Who serves salad without ranch? Ranch is one of the most popular salad dressings. Who seasons a salad? What do you mean, who seasons a salad?
What?
You don't put pepper on your salad?
This is the most Midwestern person.
I know, right?
She's like, no ranch?
No ranch? What am I going to dip my mozzarella sticks into?
This salad's too spicy.
Does this have oregano on it? That's going to burn my tongue. Let's see. I told her that she was making drama over a fucking salad dressing and that the easy thing to do was to just not eat the thing instead of having a temper tantrum like a whiny little baby who needs her little fanny wipe from her poopy diaper as she's smushing her ass around in it.
Wow.
Descriptive.
Very visual.
It paints a picture.
Very descriptive.
She was pissy and made comments and tacky posts about it all over social media, mocking, quote, healthy eaters. And then in parentheses, the creamy lemon dressing was definitely not any more healthy than anything else. And the whole thing. Look, we aren't generally one of those families that have a stick up their ass about etiquette and what it means to be a good host or anything, but was I really this out of bounds for not having ranch dressing? No, your sister-in-law is fucking nuts and is Midwest. That's big Midwest.
Blowing it up
energy.
On social media is the craziest part.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to be like, ugh, you knew that I like ranch. Why couldn't you have just bought a bottle of ranch? But like, to be this big of a bitch about it is an indicator of something else. This is very weird.
Yeah, like I would simply not eat a salad. Even I, who love salad, if they don't have a dressing I like, I just don't have one.
Don't eat it.
And that's okay.
Or just be an adult and try a new dressing.
No, I'm not going to do that.
It doesn't sound like this creamy lemon one was healthy. It was
like
creamy
if you want
dressing.
Your fat garbage dressing... The only, I tried other dressings once because when I went to space camp, they didn't have Italian dressing. They like French and ranch and a bunch of other stuff. And I was like, I guess this is the astronaut
French
life.
Good.
I tried it. I don't like it.
This is the astronaut life. They don't have olive oil in space.
Yeah, you can't. That shit will get all up in the controls, but not ranch. They're ranch-proof controls. So, yeah, that is when I tried other dressings and I just don't like them. I barely like creamy Italian because it's so thick. When I make my salad dressings, and you've had my dressing, it is like one part olive oil to 7 or 8 parts red wine vinegar. And then
that's like
seasoning.
That's a classic dressing. I used to almost exclusively like the creamy dressings as a kid because I was a kid. I liked ranch. I liked like Thousand Island. I liked French.
I think my
but
mom
as I've gotten
French
older.
Now.
I did Catalina. Always like the zesty Italian that came with like the, you know, it, with
yeah, like the wishbone zesty Italian.
Yes, I did like that one. But like as I got older, those heavy dressings just get really decadent. And it's like I'm eating a salad, not like a dessert. So they're still delicious, but like that's way too heavy for a salad.
The only... Like, I make my salad dressing always. And if I go out to eat, like, I'm typically at restaurants where they're making their own too. But the only real, like, restaurant dressing I like anymore is the Olive Garden one. And I don't even go there or buy it anymore. So
their Italian dressing? Yeah.
It's so good. I love their breadsticks. I love that salad. When I go there, I get a whole thing of salad and I eat it. And they're like, do you want more? As if, like, of course you don't. You're one person. Who would eat 2 giant bowls of salad? I'm like, yes, please.
Yes,
I would rather just have the salads.
That's what my mom and I used to go to the Olive Garden that was right by
salad
our house.
Breadsticks?
And we'd do the lunch that was salad, soup, and breadsticks, yeah.
If they had a soup I liked, I would do that. But I
the chicken
they
and
don't.
Gnocchi soup.
I might be okay with that.
When you're here, we can get Olive Garden to go.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. Yeah. We're going to eat so good that week. I might bring my hot pot. Or maybe I'll just get a hot pot and send it to you guys because then we can make hot pot one night.
We have an induction cooktop and a big pot, so.
Yeah, but if there's four of us, there's not necessarily enough room.
Okay, well, we have a really giant Asian grocery store. So.
That's the best kind. We have those in San Francisco. It's technically in Daly City, but that's where I go when I get all my stuff. And almost nothing's labeled in English, it feels like. So I've just had to learn.
It's difficult.
Yeah, but it's worthwhile. And I actually don't care that's not in English because I know what I'm there for. But
It's
cheaper. You get good quality. The meat is fantastic.
Way cheaper. Like, I made drunken noodles for my family last year for Thanksgiving because my brother and sister had
drunken noodles.
Yeah, they had just had their baby, and it was like peak COVID. Nobody could go anywhere or do anything or see anybody. And so I was like, I'll cook for you guys. What do you want? And they were like, we want Thai food. I was like, I can figure that out.
Yeah.
So I made drunken noodles. And so I got like the fish sauce and the cooking wine and the sweet soy sauce and all the mm-hmm, stuff. Mm-hmm. And I made it, and it was really good. But I had to go to an Asian grocery store on Thanksgiving Day, and I found one that was open, and nothing was in English, and no one spoke English, so I had to like Google the things that I was looking for and show the guy pictures, like, I need this thing, and he showed me where it was.
Nice. Thanks, internet.
He was behind the counter smoking a cigarette just inside, no mask, just doing his thing. I was like, hi, can you please help me?
I need a bok choy, please.
I'm looking for... They had no produce. It was just like frozen shit and sauces. Yeah.
The ones that I go to always have really good produce.
It was in a strip mall next to a check cashing place, and it had bars on all the windows. So
nice. Good neighborhood.
That's how you know it's going to be a good Asian grocery store.
The one I go to is actually, like, it's crowded. It's all packed in there, but it's nice. It's easy to find stuff. You can buy... like a giant bag of bok choy for $5, jalapenos.
Yeah,
giant bag.
There's a bigger, fancier Asian grocery store that I just haven't been to, but that like everybody says is the best one. So we can try that.
Cool, cool. Yeah, but I wanna do hot pot while we're there because we've never done hot pot with Ben, and I think Ben deserves hot pot.
Yeah, and I don't want to go to the hot pot restaurant.
Yeah, I don't want to right now either, but I do want hot pot, so I'm happy to make it because it's not hard to do. It'll take a couple hours.
We can
hours,
make it. But... We get several bottles of wine.
Yeah. And then we watch, we I think play you should games. Leave. And we play games.
It's going to be a great week.
I'm very excited because I don't know the next time I'm going to be out there. And I don't know. Well, I guess you're going to try to come to San Francisco in the beginning of March.
Yeah. It'll depend on COVID, obviously.
We're still doing that whole thing. Come on. It's going to be 2022.
Come on.
Let it live in the past. Come on.
We're done with that.
I think as a people, we're ready to say, I don't care who else dies.
I was like reading this tweet thread that was like, it's so complicated because like, it's okay to feel like you just want to be done with it.
But you
like,
can't that is, be done with it. Like, you still have to keep
you
going.
You can't be
yeah,
done with
like,
it.
It's not a choice. You don't go,
but it's an acceptable
feeling.
This was
cool for 2 years, but yeah. So I don't get annoyed with anybody who's like, wow, this really sucks, and I wish it wasn't happening, and I wish it was done, and I'm ready to move on. But
and I'm tired.
There's still the reality of, okay, well, that's not an option, and you still need to be as safe as you can and watch out for others.
But we're moving into a new, like, I don't want to say the new normal. We're moving into a new space where, like, people have to make their own threat models about what their risk cases are and who they're going to be interacting with, right? Like, we are all traveling now and doing the things, and it's because we're vaccinated and boosted and we're willing to accept those risks, but like, we're not going to eat in restaurants, right? So it's like, but there are people who interact with more high risk people who are like taking way more precautions. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a whole thing.
I mean, I've eaten in restaurants because I'm boosted and I feel okay about it. I still am masking before and after and during, like, especially if I'm up and moving around. And
yeah.
At least in San Francisco, I still eat outdoors almost exclusively.
It depends on the restaurant. So, like, tonight I'm going to meet my brother at the sports bar. But, like, I know it's, like, big and open. It's Stoney's.
I love Stoney's.
But it's like very open in there, and I know that they do contact tracing and they take people's temperatures. So like,
Yeah, see, I like that. I mean, the temperatures, I don't know how useful that is, but contact tracing, sure. I like in San Francisco, we have to show them that we're vaccinated to eat indoors or even just to drink indoors. Like, you have to show them proof of vaccination.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's some places starting to do that now. There's a place near us that just started doing that.
Mandates like that, and when, like, the businesses really support them, they force people to get vaccinated. That's why you see lower case numbers in a lot of places that have done that.
Yeah. We went to a Moth story night the other night, and they were requiring vaccinations in there. And that was, like, very nice because then we all still wore masks when we went in, but we were sitting in, like, a, you know, auditorium, and, you know, there were a lot of people in there. Mm-hmm. And it just felt nice to not be like, haha, is this a terrible mistake? Like, we're all pretty safe.
Yeah.
We're all vaxxed and masked.
Yeah, I was glad I was stories. Big masked last night for the Spider-Man because that kid that just kept coughing wasn't great.
Yeah.
All right, you do the next post because I am meeting someone for lunch. So there's great. A 2-hour time difference between me and Becca right now instead of 1 hour. But also Becca has a deadline, so we're trying to do this early enough that she can do that, but also early enough that I can get to lunch with my friend Lana, who I haven't seen in like a year.
Nobody cares.
I'm filling the time while you pull up the post because you were crocheting again. I was trying to cover for you, but since you were a bitch, now they know.
I'm trying to make David's mom a scarf.
Okay. Why?
Okay.
She'll never love you. Don't sneeze your way out of this.
Okay. Let's see. This one has a lot of upvotes. Am I the asshole for putting up my Christmas lights early, even though the HOA that I am not a part of says it violates the rules and upsets the people in the HOA? I'm going to have to guess no, but we're going to read
HOAs
it.
are just automatically assholes. It's right there in the name.
I've had a previous experience with this group as I live in a neighborhood. Oh, I think we've read a post from this person before.
I'll look. Remember? You keep reading. I'll double check.
They lived next to a HOA, like, their house bordered the HOA, and they weren't, like, keeping up their lawn to the code of the HOA, and they were like, whatever, it's not my HOA. Okay. I've had a previous experience with this group as I live in a neighborhood that has an HOA, but I was there before the rest of the houses were built and before they formed the group. I'm not a member in any way, and that has been verified by a real estate attorney. So anyway, apparently they have a rule over how many lights you can put up and what the earliest dates are that you can put them up. That's such horseshit. The woman who I deal with the most when I upset them came by on 11/30, November 30th, told me my lights were against the policy and I was not allowed to have as many lights up as I do. I told her that we've been over this before. I'm in no way beholden to their policies and I don't care. I told her out of respect to the people in my neighborhood that I did like, I wasn't going to go full Clark Griswold on my house, but that my nieces and nephews loved lights, so I would be putting up a fair amount. I also told her that I didn't care about their rules, that the lights could only be on during certain hours, and once done putting them up on the 30th, I would likely turn them on and leave them on until Christmas. She told me that breaking the rules upset other members. I should respect their rules even if I don't follow them because I technically live in the neighborhood. She offered me a flyer which apparently had the rules for lights. I tossed it in the trash and told her to get off my property. Probably could have entertained some of what she said, but I've just had enough of them. Yeah, not the asshole.
I don't think so either. I'm like, I don't even know how that's a question. Although I will say, I don't know if this is somebody we've seen stuff from before, but he's got a lot of posts in Am I the Asshole?
Pertaining to the HOA?
Let's see. Here's the one we just read. That's 15 days ago. Am I the asshole for having a small argument with wife over the toy? Am I the asshole for not giving someone a better price? Am I the asshole for mentioning canceled plans? These are all in the last 4 months. Am I the asshole for not following the rules of the neighborhood homeowners association, even though I live in the neighborhood but not a member? This is a separate thing. Am I the asshole for snapping at my wife over a message? Am I the asshole for eating directly out of a jar of peanut butter? Am I the asshole for not lowering the price on something? Am I the asshole for locking someone's used account? Am I the asshole for telling my wife I'm tired of her not doing anything and calling her lazy? First of all, I don't think he likes his wife.
That seems like a separate thing.
Yeah. He might have two things. Yeah, I don't think he's the asshole here, but I think he struggles to understand situations.
Because he's not the asshole for the rules in
less than a year.
He's not an asshole about the rules about the HOA. I will say it's a little shitty to be like, I'm going to plug them in when I turn them on and I'm not going to turn them off. Like, the time of day thing is a reasonable request to say you can put your lights on a timer and have them turn off at 11.
It's a reasonable request, like, but he doesn't have to follow it. Like,
he doesn't have to, no, but like, that's just kind of being a good neighbor, like not shining all your lights into your neighbor's windows if you live in close quarters with them.
They have
that doesn't have anything to do with being in an HOA. That's just kind of like not being a dick, which he seems like he might be bad at.
Most of these posts that he made, he is rated as not the asshole.
That's interesting.
Some of these are long. I would read them, but there are many. We should find, one week, we'll do a show where we find a user, and we just read their Am I the Asshole posts. Like,
we
only
try to
theirs.
Find the most batshit user on this group.
Yeah. But no, I think it's stupid. I don't understand why the HOA would think that they have any say there. Like, I think phrasing as a request, I would have gone and been like, hey, we know you don't have to follow these rules, but, you know, just to respect the others, if you could please consider them, whatever. But he still doesn't have to.
Yeah, I think they could have gotten him to concede on, like, the time of day if they had just been like, we know you're not actually in the HOA, but this is a good neighborly rule to follow. It's not that hard. That's what most people do. Most people have a timer on their lights and then it just turns off at like 10 or whatever. Speaking of Christmas lights, we went on a tour of Denver's best Christmas lights last night.
Who votes them the best?
Well, I had signed up for this service. It's free, but I don't actually know if it's available in like every city, but it's called the Nudge. And it's like a person will text you once a week with like ideas for stuff to do,
like a real person.
Well, it's like a person that works for this company, and then it has like a link to an article about the thing. And so like last week it was like this rooftop bar downtown was having a crafting session and like random shit like that. And so it's like a local person who like knows all the ins and outs. It's basically like a text-based concierge. But this week, they were like, take a tour of all of Denver's best Christmas lights. And I was like, that sounds fun. And it had them all like ordered. So it was like a route, basically, that you drove. And it was insane. Some of these people put so much work into this. So we saw one that had like all of these display boxes. And so you could walk through his yard and it was like walking through like a lights display. All these display boxes that had like figurines in them and things that were moving and animatronics and like animatronic Santa in his workshop and like all of the stuff that he had built. And it was just this, like, I expected it to be like an old person who had been doing this for like 40 years. It was just a dude who was like 30 years old. And he's like, yeah, I just started doing this like 5 years ago.
One day I woke up and had nothing else in my life, and now this is all I have.
Yeah, one day I woke up and decided to be a psychopath about Christmas lights.
Who cares?
No, yeah, it was amazing. It was beautiful. And then we went to this one that was like, they had a little light up, a sign up that was like, tune in to 91.7. And so they had a pirate radio station set up that was like just within the radius of their house, that was playing Christmas music. But then there was also on the sign, it said, go to this website and you control the show. And so you went to this website and you picked the song that would play on this radio station.
Could
and
you
then
pick
all
any
the lights...
music? Cause when you told me this, yeah. I think last night I said, you need to play WAP.
You couldn't pick any music. Now they had a set of 10 songs to choose from.
Garbage.
And so, yeah, and then the lights were all coordinated to the music, which was just so cool. That was, like, such a nerdy thing to do. I loved that. And then the rest of them were just kind of insane. It, like, took us through this very fancy neighborhood with, like, these mega mansions that were just decked to the nines with lights. That was cool to see. Yeah, it was very fun. And then we got hot chocolate and went home.
I saw the video of the hot chocolate, so good work.
Yeah, and then we watched The Muppet Christmas Carol in bed.
I saw that when I was a kid.
It's a good movie.
It's fine.
I
don't know. I was never big into the Muppets. Don't tell David. I know it would really upset him. Remember when you tweeted Mario Party, but Toad has a knife?
Yeah.
That was pretty good. I just thought about that because you sent us the Kermit with a knife last night.
Kermit with a gun.
Kermit with a gun, that's right. Of course Kermit has a gun.
What happens if I Google Toad with a knife? Oh my god.
You get on a list.
That's exactly what I wanted. Here we go.
Yeah, send that over to me.
Just a horrible like MS Paint drawing of Toad holding a knife.
Oh my god. And he's got like angry eyebrows, but he's smiling. Oh, he's smiling. All right, I think that's the episode because I got to go get lunch.
Great. Can't skip lunch.
You can't skip lunch. You can't. Okay.
You can't skip lunch.
Cool. Well, we'll be back next week, hopefully with some post-Christmas stories. Although I think we're going to have to record that one before Christmas because I'm going to be in Ohio.
Correct.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Okay. So we'll record it before then. We'll find a day this week. So not next week then. We'll come back in 2 weeks with that. But next week we'll have a normal episode of bullshit.
Merry Chrism.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Chrysler.